Tonino felt a little worried. This pottery was ever so much more beautiful than any that the children in Nuvillo decorated, and the cups and the bowls were ever so much rounder and smoother than any he could ever hope to make. But he hoped that perhaps some of the people at the fair would not be so particular. When Tintorlay had drunk his fill, Tonino led him to the stable at the inn. Then he ran back as fast as he could to where he had left Mamito and the cart. Mamito had unpacked all the pottery and put it on some newspapers in front of the cart on the ground. As soon as Tonino appeared, she went off by herself to see the fair. What do you think? Hardly had she disappeared when a number of people began to crowd around to see what Tonino was selling. They laughed when they saw his cups and saucers and bowls with funny little animals for handles. Immediately, one lady bought a cup and saucer. Then another lady bought a bowl, and her little girl bought a cup with a little rabbit on it. Behold! Tonino had sold 3 pieces of pottery. But there were still 73 pieces left, and for a long time nobody bought anything. Selling is often a slow business. Just as Tonino was beginning to feel a tiny bit discouraged, he saw a lady coming toward him. When she saw all Tonino's cups and saucers and bowls spread out on the ground, she stopped